Well, the political stakes are rising for Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull as Cabinet prepares for a vital meeting to discuss energy policy later today. The former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has campaigned hard against a proposal for a clean energy target, and he's now openly canvassing the possibility of a return to the Liberal leadership. Labor, meanwhile, says Mr. Turnbull's made his preference for a target clear, and a failure to implement one would be a failure of his leadership. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Few issues divide the coalition party room like energy policy, and this evening that division will come to a head when Cabinet meets to decide on whether to adopt the chief scientist's recommendation for a clean energy target. Whatever it decides will be then put to the coalition party room tomorrow. The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, outlining how he expects Cabinet to frame its decision.
For us, it's a matter of coming forward with a policy reform that best achieves putting downward pressure on electricity prices, improving reliability and maximising environmental efficiency subject to those objectives.
The emphasis on affordability and reliability is driving speculation that the clean energy target won't be adopted. But Senator Cormann's urging patience.
Let's just wait and see what the reform proposal is that the government puts on the table, and then let's have the conversation at that point in time.
But there's a fat chance of that.
Today we will find out if Turnbull has the courage to back what he believes in, a clean energy target.
That's the opposition leader, Bill Shorten. He's predicting Cabinet will dump the CET, and Labor's accusing the government of planting recent speculation about its future in the media.
It is very clear that Turnbull faces a test in the next 24 hours. It is a test of whether or not he is running the Liberal Party and can back in what he believes, which is a clean energy target, or if Tony Abbott is running the Liberal Party and they'll dump a clean energy target.
Mr. Abbott spoke with Sydney Radio 2GB this morning, where he not only campaigned against a clean energy target, but suggested the government fund the building of a new coal-fired power station.
If we can have Snowy Hydro 2.0, let's have Snowy Coal 2.0, or let's have Hazelwood 2.0, because that's what we need to get affordability and reliability back into the system.
And he rubbished last week's announcement from the government of incentives it plans to provide consumers for lowering their power usage at peak periods.
We've got a big policy problem, and that's what we need to address, Ray. We need to get the fundamentals right, roll out gimmicks like offering people movie tickets if they turn off the air conditioner.
Tonight's Cabinet meeting comes as the Coalition loses its 21st consecutive news poll. Mr. Turnbull toppled Mr. Abbott as Prime Minister after Mr. Abbott lost 30 news polls, citing the government's poor polling performance as one reason for his tilt.
This was the test that the Prime Minister set for leaders. It's his test, not mine.
That led to inevitable questions from host Ray Hadley about whether Mr. Abbott was contemplating a potential return to the leadership, which Mr. Abbott failed to rule out.
When you're an ex, the only way you can come back is if you're drafted. And I think that's a pretty rare and unusual business in politics. So you're talking about hypotheticals and...
Yeah, well, the crystal ball's out.
The only way an ex could ever come back would be by way of a draft, and that's almost impossible to imagine.
One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, for one, thinks Mr. Abbott's on a winner with his approach to energy policy.
Even the backbenchers are starting to revolt against Malcolm Turnbull because his leadership in this area is pathetic. And that's what the Australian people are starting to wake up, because it's starting to hit them. We're getting in this country the rich and the poor. You're rich if you can turn your lights on when you want to have them on and have power in this country, but now the poor are suffering for it.
She too wants the government to build a new power station in her home state.
We're the only party that wants to put in a 1,000-megawatt power station in North Queensland.
The latest sign the clean energy target could be dumped was the release today of a report from the competition watchdog into power prices. The ACCC says they've surged by 63% over the last decade. Chairman Rod Sims told AM this morning a clean energy target probably wouldn't do much to rein in prices, disputing the chief scientist modelling that a CET had saved 10% on future power bills.
It might bring more generation into the system, although I suspect that generation will come anyway, but I don't know. So it could bring in more generation, and that's a plus for affordability. On the other hand, the clean energy target involves a subsidy which has to be paid for, which is smeared across all users. So there's pluses and minuses. I don't it's hard to tell.
The chief scientist, of course, is of the view that a clean energy target would increase affordability, would lead to an overall lowering of power prices. That was very clear in his report. You're saying you disagree with that?
I'm just saying it's an arguable proposition.
Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler says Mr Sims is wrong.
Alan Finkel and his panel were definitive about this. The best outcome for consumers over the next decade and a half will be delivered by a clean energy target.
Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler, ending Tom Eagledon's report.